So what has been euphemistically called preparation for the priesthood. I spent 8.5 years in 3 different seminaries, and they all had the same kind of character. They were run under a sense of menace, threat, suspicion. And that's not an exaggeration. Even when I taught in Zambia, which I thought would be a quite different environment, it was exactly the same. It was anything but a healthy and certainly anything but a Christian environment. But there was a statement that we used to use that was enjoined on us regularly, in Latin, of course. Quid ad aeternitatem, we would be asked regularly. What does this have to do with eternity? And always, in every usage of that phrase, it was simply part of this culture of threat and suspicion and menace. But then in thinking about Advent for the past week or so, there is a salvageable sense of that, and that's where Advent comes in. We know that Advent is culturally a non-event. It's not going to happen. Masonville has taken over. Walmart rules supreme. Advent is not even an afterthought, much less a pre-thought. And we're certainly not celebrating the birth of baby Jesus. Baby Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. And this is not supposed to be, as it so often is, an exercise in nostalgia for days of some presumed innocence. So what is the meaning of Advent? It simply means the coming. And the text today suggests how complex this is. It is a double coming. It is, first of all, we are celebrating the coming not of some baby, but of this man who lived counterculturally and was killed for his trouble. Seeking justice, seeking truth, seeking love among people. And then the second coming. And that's where the aeternitatem business comes in. So what does this have to do? How does this fit together? Advent is a time precisely to try to reimagine our existences over against the horizon of the kingdom of God. And anything short of that is mere dissipation, distraction, rubbish. And what is the kingdom of God? As I tried to say last week on the Feast of Christ the King, it's not God sitting on a throne giving orders. It is rather the power of God transforming us into people who seek above all justice, peace, love, truth. And that's why I mean by reimagining the world. That's not the way I imagine the world. I imagine the world in terms, like everybody else, in terms of my own egocentricity. That's the playground of my existence. What's in it for me? And every institution I know, including and most especially perhaps the university, is guilty of that same kind of misplacement of what life is supposed to be about. I'll talk some more about that at the end of Mass. But as I said, we're called to reimagine the world. To reimagine the world over against the horizon of the kingdom of God, eternity. Several weeks ago, I'm getting old, as everybody knows, and I certainly know, I woke up saying, Trojak, what are you going to do when you grow up? What are you going to do with your life? I'm being marginalized, as old people are, in all kinds of ways. So what do you do between now and the grave? And then a very simple thought. If today you can contribute somehow to the quantum of goodness in the world, then it's worth getting out of bed. And if I can't do that, then I should pack it in. So every action, every intention of mine has to be subjected to quid ad aeternitatem. What has this to do with the ultimate shape of the human condition? We don't behave that way. And the church is not much help often enough. The official church is not much help in this regard, because the church seems to be indistinguishable from every other institution. Self-serving, self-preserving, self-protecting. Think, when you first think of the Vatican, the papacy, the bishops, is the well-being of all humanity, does that immediately spring to your mind as the point of all of their efforts? I don't think so. But it's incumbent, therefore, on us, if we are to salvage Advent, if we are not simply to give up and hand it over, holus bolus, to Walmart and company, to the normal self-seeking appetites that run the world. Realpolitik is its grossest example. Then it seems to me it calls for real discipline, a serious and daily effort to reimagine the world and my place in it. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? At the end of this day, is the world in any way, however minuscule, a different place because I survived on this planet yet another 24 hours? The great Daniel Berrigan, years ago, in an interview, said, "What do you want on your tombstone, Dan?" He said, I want them to say that I didn't waste the space that I was given on the earth." I thought, that's really terrific. That's really wonderful. So Advent is a time, again, to imagine not just the fact that this human being appeared on this earth and was killed for his efforts, precisely to be truthful and courageous and just and a bringer of peace, but to that what we believe will happen when he comes again, to establish justice on the earth. And finally, that's why we have this overheated language, this so-called apocalyptic language of the sun darkening and all these catastrophic things. What goes into that imagination? It was devised because people looked at the world as it is, as it runs normally, in the interest of our own egocentricity, and say, when God acts transformatively and finally to do that, there's going to be this enormous clash, this catastrophic collision between my egocentricity and the justice of God. So Advent can be salvaged, but each of us has to do it on her own or his own, it seems to me, because if you look around, there's no support for this in the world that I can see. Not the university, not the Canadian government, God forbid, not the American government, not the UN, nobody. Not the World Bank, not the International Monetary Fund, not anybody. Because basically the self-aggrandizing impulse that moves all of us moves all those institutions as well. So we're called on the first Sunday of Advent and these four Sundays before Christmas, I think, to re-examine where we are. What are we doing really? What is really happening on this planet? And what are we making of the space that we take on it?